Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer. Of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties, Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about a topic that kind of popped up out of the blue recently. We got called back into House session to deal with a court decision that dealt with felony murder sentencing. Can you tell us what's going on here and where we stand now?
Well, this is a very important issue. And as you stated, late last week, the House of Representatives was called back into session one day before a deadline established by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to correct sentencing guidelines for second degree murder, which is also referred to as felony murder. The court had ruled the current guidelines, which call for a mandatory minimum sentence of life in prison without parole, to be unconstitutional. There was a bill to rectify the situation, which passed with bipartisan support in the state Senate, and it was poised for a vote and could have been passed promptly into law and sent to the governor's desk. Instead, Democratic leaders in the House of Representatives chose to play politics with this crucial public safety issue, risking the release of hundreds of people convicted of felony murder, which is just unconscionable. The bill that was ultimately brought up for a vote significantly waters down the sentences in these cases. Cases where real people lost their lives and family members and loved ones continue to suffer because of those actions. The bill also provides loopholes through which criminals could avoid serving their sentences. And I think that the bill as brought up in the House was a terrible version. Takes us in the wrong direction, and I certainly voted no on that legislation. I think that the speaker needs to call the House back into session. We need to negotiate a law and order final product with the state Senate so that we can have a final resolution to this issue.
Well, I can say that next week is also going to be a very busy week for you, just for a different reason. I understand that you're starting off with a Senior Expo. Tell us about when and where that's going on.
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting our first Senior Citizen Expo of the year. It's going to be held on Friday, August 7th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. That's on Campus Drive in Bradford. The event is free and open to senior citizens, their family members, caregivers, anyone who's interested in learning more about senior programs and services. We're going to have county, state, and local exhibitors on hand to distribute information and answer questions about a variety of issues. Lunch is provided. We'll have health screenings being offered, and certainly door prize drawings will be held. If you're not able to make it to the Bradford Expo, there's two other opportunities. We'll be at the Kane Community Center on Friday, September 11th, and also at the Rowlett Fire Hall on Friday, October 9th. So all of these events run from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And due to the expo next week, my offices in Bradford, Countersport, and Kane will be closed all day on Friday, August 7th. If you need immediate assistance that day, you can reach out to the Harrisburg office at 717-787-5075.
Also going on here, we're in county fair season, and I understand there's a jam-packed schedule. Where do people need to go to get to that fair food?
Well, it is a busy time, and it's county fair time. And next week, we'll have the Potter County Fair and the Cameron County Fair both running throughout the week. My office is going to be set up with a table at the Potter County Fair from Monday, August 3rd through Friday, August 7th, staffed in the evenings. It's an opportunity to stop by, and we'll have a number of brochures and booklets about state programs and services, and be glad to discuss any state-related issue or matter. So I look forward to seeing everyone at the county fairs.
This has been Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Tune in next week for another episode.